This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. 13 soldiers serving with peacekeeping forces in eastern Congo have been killed in clashes with M23 rebels who are besieging the city of Goma. The Congolese government accuses Rwanda of supporting the rebels and has ordered its diplomats based there to leave. A Security Council meeting scheduled for Monday will now take place a day earlier. David Bamford reports.
The South African military says it has lost 7 members of its stabilisation force in eastern Congo during fighting that's raging around Goma. 6 UN peacekeepers from South Africa, Malawi and Uruguay have also been killed. Kinshasa has no doubt that neighbouring Rwanda supports the rebellion. It's ordered its diplomats in Kigali to leave and is expelling Rwandan diplomats.
Thousands of displaced Palestinians have been prevented from returning to the north of the Gaza Strip after Israel blocked a main road, accusing Hamas of breaching the terms of their ceasefire deal. Israel's government said Gazans would not be allowed to travel north until plans were in place for the release of an Israeli civilian who's being held by the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. Lucy Williamson has more details.
There's not a lot of trust between the two sides. That's an understatement. And also, I think what we saw today with the crowds gathering on the coast road to try and move forward, not being allowed to move forward. And then there are reports of the Israeli forces firing in some way around the crowd, above the crowd, in order to disperse them and push them back. We're getting reports of at least one man being killed, some others being injured during those incidents.
There's been criticism from members of the US Congress after reports emerged that President Trump has fired at least a dozen senior officials employed to act as independent watchdogs for fraud, waste and abuse within US government agencies. The system of appointing independent officials was established in the late 1970s in the wake of the Watergate scandal. The news has been greeted with alarm by members of both parties in Congress, including the Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Inspectors General can be vital for keeping the government honest. They're the ones who tell the truth and shed light on bad behavior. And we all know that there's nothing Donald Trump is more afraid of than someone who is independent.
President Trump has told a rally of his supporters in Las Vegas that he may in the future consider rejoining the World Health Organization, just days after ordering America's withdrawal from the Global Health Agency. The US is scheduled to leave next year after Mr. Trump signed an executive order shortly after returning to office. He's been critical of its handling of the COVID pandemic and how much Washington pays into its budget. World News from the BBC. A drone strike on a hospital in the besieged Sudanese city of Al-Fashir is reported to have killed 67 people. The regional governor, Mini Manawi, accused the paramilitary rapid support forces of carrying out the attack. James Reid reports.
Al-Fashir has been under siege by the rapid support forces for months as they try to consolidate their control of Darfur in western Sudan. The Saudi hospital is one of the last still functioning in the region. It's been providing healthcare to the Zamzam camp, where around 500,000 displaced people are living in desperate conditions. Local activists said the drone strike destroyed part of the hospital's emergency department. Both sides in Sudan's civil war have been accused of indiscriminate attacks on civilians.
North Korean state media say the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, personally oversaw a test sea-to-surf guided cruise missile on Saturday. Pyongyang said the missiles travelled 1,500 kilometres and hit their designated targets. This was the first report of a weapons test by Pyongyang since President Donald Trump returned to the White House on Monday. Romania's Ministry of Culture has promised to take all possible steps to recover 4 loaned ancient gold artefacts stolen from a Dutch museum in a nighttime raid. It's described the items, which predate the Roman invasion, as some of the most important pieces of Romanian heritage. There are 3 Dacian spiral bracelets and a magnificent helmet. The helmet of Coțofănești is crafted in almost solid gold, strikingly decorated in relief with mythological beasts and a pair of eyes. The French football superstar Kylian Mbappe has scored his first hat-trick for Real Madrid as they beat Real Valladolid 3-0 on Saturday to extend their lead at the top of Spain's La Liga. The 26-year-old had initially struggled following his move from Paris Saint-Germain last summer. BBC News.